Dark Council. Fulfill them first. Then you may act freely. We need to know what was inside the Cinzia.
Yes, Master,
she said with all apparent obedience. In her heart, she swore to take whatever opportunities arose, whether Darth Kratos approved or not. The shuttle came down with a gentle thud. Axe would much rather have come under her own direction, in her own interceptor, but her new role forced her to accept some compromises. She unstrapped herself and moved forward to meet the envoy, Ian Nervin, a dour, capable man who understood all too well that his role in coming events was ceremonial. His credentials were genuine, and the line of credit he had access to came straight out of the Imperial Treasury. He was, however, under express orders to make no deals unless Eldon Axe failed in her mission.
This way, envoy,
she said, ushering him to the rear egress ramp. A welcoming committee had already gathered outside. Nervin adjusted his uniform, waited until his escort had assembled around him, then exited the shuttle. Axe came last, striding confidently down the ramp. The security detail surrounding the welcoming party noticed her instantly. She was dressed entirely in black, as befit an emissary of the Sith, and her lightsaber hilt dangled openly at her side. The security detail's uncertainty pleased her. Envoy Nervin came with the full authority of the Imperial bureaucracy. But who held the real power? Was she bodyguard or puppet master? A massive hook approached her.
Your weapon, please.
Axe unhitched her lightsaber, ignited it, and without saying a word, removed the hook's head. Four more hooks moved forward to force the issue.
There's no need for such baseless hostility, said Envoy Nervin, pressing fearlessly between her and the guards. She comes in peace as my advisor on esoteric matters. Let the matter drop, or I fear we might as well turn back right now.
His words were addressed to the welcoming committee, not to her, and she was glad for that. She didn't care how many hooks she had to kill to make the point to the servants of the huts that she wasn't relinquishing her lightsaber under any circumstances. The welcoming party conferred in hurried whispers, then nodded their acceptance of the situation. Axe waited until the hooks had retreated, though before deactivating her blade and relaxing her defensive stance.
Nice to do business with you, gents,
she said, following the envoy and his retinue into the palace.
Tassar-Garish offers her distinguished guest a most cordial welcome and wishes them a profitable stay in her humble abode.
Hardly humble,
thought Axe, eyeing the garish decor of the throne room. What hadn't been gilded was encrusted with jewels or draped in silk. No less than 100 court functionaries had gathered to welcome the modest imperial contingent, and she had no doubt that the crowd was a deliberate attempt to impress. The droid translator, a lanky A1 Dio conehead, did its best to keep up with its mistress's rumbling speech.
Tassar-Garish invites her distinguished guest to take full advantage of the palace's amenities before proceeding to the official program. We have a fine array of baths, restaurants, dance halls, fight pits.
We'd prefer to press on,
interrupted Envoy Nervin in a restrained but firm voice.
With all appropriate thanks and gratitude, of course.
Instead of looking offended, Tassar-Garish beamed a wide, lascivious smile. The hut matriarch was impressively large,